welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Michael.
Let's talk about a particular infection, one that we see quite often in the office, which is cellulitis. Typically, cellulitis also includes erysipelas, but we'll focus more on non-erysipelas cellulitis. Very common skin condition. Cellulitis often presents with an area of erythema and edema and warmth that develops as a result of some sort of bacterial entry, and it somehow breaches the skin barrier. Sometimes it's obvious following IV injection or an injury. Sometimes it's a little bit less obvious how the little critters got under our skin. It is observed most frequently amongst middle-aged individuals and older adults. Obviously, erysipelas occurs in young kids and perhaps the elderly as well. Most common organisms are beta hemolytic streptococcus, groups A and B and C and G and F. Most commonly, though, Group A streptococcus or strep pyogenes, also some staph, less common but shouldn't be forgotten. Gram-negative aerobic bacilli, rare but still can cause a cellulitis. The clinical approach is to do local treatment depending on the patient's risk factors and the source of infection. We might want to think about an antibiotic. Those that have a confined, a drainable abscess should probably undergo IND. And again, controversial after the IND, whether you need to give them antibiotics. The answer is probably yes in some circumstances. The question being asked in this week's poem is, does the addition of Bactrim, trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole, to cefalexin, marketed under the trade name of Keflex, is the addition of those two drugs, does it increase the rate of cure for those that have an otherwise uncomplicated cellulitis? The poem that you found is in JAMA, published in 2017. It begins on page 2088. Mark, two drugs or one?
Yeah, the guidelines from the IDSA say one. They say just pick an antibiotic that's active against strep like cefalexin. In practice, clinicians, often may be conflating cellulitis with abscess. And so we know that with abscess, MRSA is very common, community-acquired MRSA is very common. And with those superficial abscesses, we treat to cover the community-acquired MRSA. Now, we're talking here about cellulitis only. And these investigators identified 500 patients who came into the ED with a non-purulent, uncomplicated cellulitis. They did ultrasound to exclude anyone with abscess. So that's really important. If you suspect they may have an abscess, this study doesn't really apply. And they randomized them to either get cefalexin plus trimsulfa, which covers community-acquired MRSA, or cefalexin plus placebo. They looked at the primary outcome 14 to 21 days later, and they did a per-protocol analysis, which is basically anyone who took at least three-quarters of the study drugs during the first 5 days and came in for follow-up 2 to 3 weeks later, and those who took at least three-quarters of the drugs during the first 48 hours but had a clinical failure. So there was no significant difference between the two groups, 85% clinical cure rate in both groups. They also looked at a modified intention to treat, so anybody who got at least one dose of the drugs and were followed up. And there was a trend in that analysis toward a greater clinical cure rate in the Keflex plus Trimsulfa. It was a small difference, 76% versus 69%. The number needed to treat there would be about 15. And it was, again, not statistically significant at the usual cutoff of 0.05. You can't exclude a potential benefit. And we probably need maybe another study on this to kind of confirm or refute these findings. But certainly, at best, there's only a very small advantage to adding a second drug. And I think the recommendation to just use the Keflex, I think, remains a good one and I think would be generally supported by these study results.
Interesting study, Mark. So it sounds like the one drug is slightly better, and also the good thing about that is you don't have to worry about sulfa allergies, right?
Yeah, well, there was a bit of a trend favoring the two drugs, but overall, even if that was true, it's only a very small benefit. And I think there are some good reasons to prefer giving one drug when you can get away with it rather than two. And, you know, certainly sulfa allergy is, part of that. I think it's worth pointing out or reminding listeners also that there were some studies recently looking at patients with an abscess, different population, superficial abscess. And the trend had been to just, drain the abscess and don't give antibiotics. A study found that a double dose, basically a double the usual, two Bactrim DS tabs twice a day, not one, did result in a small benefit in terms of decreasing recurrence and healing and improving healing. But the number needed to treat was, I think, around 14 or 15. So, we're kind of refining the edges here of, exactly how to manage these patients.
Excellent, Mark. We'll see you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Good talking to you.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.